Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today, understanding the truth as to who the real Jesus is, and also understanding the prophecies of the end time. The Bible is centered on Jesus Christ, from Genesis to Revelation. Also, it is God's personal message to every human being on earth. You want to know about God? You want to know what He's done? You want to know what He's doing? You want to know what He's going to do? You want to know what's wrong with the world? You want to know how you can know God? How you can have contact with the true Jesus Christ and God the Father? It's all in the Bible. Now stop and think for a minute that the Bible has been consistently the best seller of any book that has ever been published. And it's been translated into more languages than any other book. And there is right now in the world the equivalent of one Bible for every person. Now, if you don't have the whole Bible, God has used the United Bible Societies, the American Bible Society, and even the Gideons to spread the Word of God around the world. So it is there. It's available. Not only does it tell us who God is, who Jesus Christ is, what He's doing, but it tells us how we can love God and serve Him. And it tells us what God expects from us. God would not expect something from us unless He told us what He wanted us to do. God also said, surely He will do nothing unless He reveals what He's going to do to His servants, the prophets. Now, a prophet doesn't necessarily mean one who is going to foretell the future. That's only part of it. A prophet is one who speaks the inspired words of God. And we have the inspired words of God for us right in the Bible. Now also, because men are so resistant against God, the Bible says that's carnal. And the Bible says the carnal mind is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Now, that's something we need to understand. That's why people come along and say, well, God, we need to do this over here. Well, God, we need to do that over here. And after all, what these people do out here, it looks so good and it looks so nice. Why don't we just put your name on that? Why don't we take all the heathen feast and put your name on it? Won't that be nice, God? We'll have many more people attending. Won't that be wonderful? No, it won't. That won't work. It's not a matter of numbers. And it's not a matter of being churched, as the Christian world likes to call it today. If there's anything you need to be, it is Christ. Christ. E-D. In other words, belonging to Christ and having God's Holy Spirit. And knowing and understanding His Word, and practicing the truth, as Jesus said, as we found in John, the 8th chapter. And when you practice the truth, you will understand the will of God. You will understand the truth of Jesus Christ. Now, not all at once, because these things, as the Bible is put together, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, you have to put it all together. But you see, men with carnal nature hate the Word of God. That's why the very ones to whom Jesus was sent, to the Jews, the leaders, the politicians, and many of the people hated Him. Now, sure enough, they were religious and they thought they were right. And sure enough, they had the temple of God. And sure enough, Jesus came to His temple, as we saw, suddenly. And He visited back at the temple many, many times. Now here in John, the 8th chapter, Jesus is there at the temple and keeping the last great day of the feast of God. Now, that's the eighth day after 7 days of the Feast of Tabernacles. And so this was a time when many Jews were there. And the Jews, they claim, well, we are the offspring of Abraham. Yes, God favors us. Well, Jesus did not agree, because the people did not understand that their leaders had changed from the Word of God, from the true law of Moses as found in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, to the law of Moses by the rabbis, by their traditions. And Jesus said, full well you reject the commandments of God that you may keep your own traditions. Now, they may have been there at the temple on the last great day, but what were their hearts like? Who were they really following? They probably felt they were really doing the will of God. But Jesus let them know that unless they practiced the truth, you're not of God. And if they practiced the truth, then they would be set free. Free from what? Well, they said, well, we've never been in bondage to any man, but yet the Roman soldiers were right up on the top of the colonnades of the temple area, standing there looking down in the temple area and guarding over it, because the Jews had been known to be so violent against the Romans that they would have mob action. So they had to have the troops right there. And it was very easy for them to come from Fort Antonio on the north side, and the colonnades came down, and there was a street-like platform that came all the way from Fort Antonio down across to the top of the temple. It was like a raised freeway that we have today. And the soldiers could come down there very quickly because of the riots and things that the Jews were known to do. So when they said, we're in bondage to no man, they didn't even understand their own circumstances right there. So Jesus explained it. Verse 34, Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a servant of sin or slave of sin. What is sin? Sin is lawlessness. That's New Testament, 1 John 3:4. And lawlessness means those who are against all law. That is the extreme form of it. Lawlessness is those who ignore the laws of God. Lawless is those who claim to follow God, claim to follow the commandments, but instead follow the traditions of men. They are practicing lawlessness. See, and if you sin and practice sin, you're the servant of sin. Now, who's the author of sin? Satan, the devil. So then, the question becomes, who really is your God? Now, I want you to think on that. Ask yourself the question, who is my God? Whom do I serve? What do I believe? Am I like these Jews that came to the temple that were religious? Or you go to your church on Sunday? Or you go to your cathedral on Sunday? Who do you believe? Who do you serve? A lot of people, they say they serve God, but do they? And if you tell them, well, you're serving your father, Satan, the devil, they get, oh, man, whoa, how could that be? Well, is the counterfeit that many people follow so close that unless they really use the Bible to understand the Word of God, that they have missed the point? Now, since Satan's deceiving the whole world, most people are serving Satan the devil under the guise of various religions. under the guise of very broad, sweeping terms of lawlessness and sin. That's why I've said many times, you get the Ten Commandments. You learn them. You memorize the long form. When you read them over, ask yourself the question, do I do this? Or do I break this commandment? Do I follow what God has commanded? Or do I follow what men have commanded? What do I do? And if you follow God, then you'll be doing His will. You'll be keeping His word, as Jesus said. And if you follow men, you're following men. But what is the inspiration behind those men? That's the question that is addressed here by Jesus and these very religious, very sincere, probably some of them fanatical and dedicated. But do they know God? Do they know the Father? Let's see what Jesus said after they said that Abraham is our father. Jesus told them, verse 36, therefore, if the Son shall set you free, you shall truly be free. That is, free from sin. I know you're Abraham's seed, but you're seeking to kill me. Isn't that interesting? They believed in Jesus, but they were willing to kill him. So you see, believing in Jesus is not enough. There are a lot of people who say they believe in Jesus, but denounce everything that we teach out of the Scriptures. They denounce the Sabbath of God, the holy days of God. They denounce living by every word of God because they want to follow their religious lawlessness, because that's comfortable. Maybe that's the way that their family lived for generations. But the question is, did they live for generations in sin? Did they know the true God? Do you know the true God? If you don't love him and keep his commandments, you don't know him. And if you think what you're hearing here is contrary to Orthodox Christianity, it is. Because Orthodox Christianity is not from God. That's why it is collapsing at an ever-increasing rate. That's why you need the book, Lord, What Should I Do? You need to understand what God is telling us in the end times. You need to understand it's urgent that you realize what God really requires. We are seeing the whole world civilization coming to a point that it is about ready to collapse. And it's all because of sin. And it's all because sincere people have been deceived. Because sincerity is not enough. Keeping part of the commandments is not enough. That's why people have been deceived, and that's why they follow the occult holidays of this world. You need this book, Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which? Now, don't let the skull make you afraid, as some people complained. That skull is to show the way of man, the way of death, and the commandments are to show the way of truth and the way of life. So we need to understand. This is important. That's why we've got to always ask the question, do I love God with all my heart, mind, and soul, and being? Am I living by every word of God as magnified by Jesus Christ to keep it in the Spirit and in truth? And who am I really serving? See, because God the Father and Jesus Christ want it this way. Though there are to be teachers to teach you, the teachers are to teach you to be reconciled to God the Father and Jesus Christ and to have a relationship between you and God the Father and Jesus Christ on a one-to-one basis. Now then, the church then is the collective body of those who believe when they are assembled together. But the reason we have church at home today is because there are so many things that are wrong with Orthodox Christianity that everyone has to begin in his or her home, in his or her Bible, and to bring themselves to understand the truth by knowing what the truth is. And that's why church at home. Now let's go on. Let's read this. Let's learn the lesson. Now, please, don't be offended. Ask yourself the question, am I right or is Jesus right? Yes, they were Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my words do not enter into your minds. What about your mind? Are you letting the Word of God enter into your mind? You see, with true conversion in the Holy Spirit of God, the Word of God is to be written and inscribed in our minds, His laws, His commandments, His truth, His love, His character, His faith, His belief, self-control. Those are all the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Those are the fruits of God. Now, verse 38 is a key thing. Now, I know it's going to be a hard question. I realize that it is going to be very difficult for some people to really admit the truth. But here's what Jesus told those temple attending, supposedly sincere, supposedly those believing in him. Let's read it here. Verse 38, I speak the things that I've seen from my Father, and you do the things that you have seen from your Father. So that helps answer the question. God the Father was not their father, was he? Though they claimed it. Though they claimed, well, we're descendants of Abraham. Let's read on. Jesus said, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. What did Abraham do? Why were the promises given to Abraham? Because of who he was? Well, someone will say, well, he believed. Well, how much did he believe? Well, he's the father of the faithful. And Paul wrote that if you are Christ, you're Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. But what was it that Abraham did? Why were the promises of the Christ coming through his bloodline given to him? And why were they passed on to Isaac and then to Jacob? Now, let's go back to Genesis 26 and verse 5. While we're turning back there, let's ask the question. Is Abraham going to be in the kingdom of God? Yes, Jesus said so. He told the scribes and Pharisees, the leaders of Judaism, that you are going to see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of my Father, and you yourselves thrust out. Though they were the seed of Abraham. Why? Because they weren't willing to do the will of God. They weren't willing to practice the truth. So let's read it here, Genesis 26 and verse 5. Because Abraham obeyed my voice. That's the whole key through the whole Bible. And the Bible is the recorded words of God. So that if he were here today, he would speak the same thing to you. But since men said, God, get out of my life. I don't want you around. He said, okay, I'll leave you alone. I'll let your own sins and your own ways and your own civilizations come upon you because the wages of sin is death. You reject me, you're on your own. And then in comes Satan the devil to lead them further because it didn't obey the voice of God. Abraham did. Obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Remember, he's the father of the faithful. And remember this, faith without the good works of God is dead. If you do the good works of God, are you doing God's works or your work? You're doing God's works. Those are the good works that God said that he would have us walk in. Now let's ask another question. If you keep the Sabbath and commandments of God and the holy days of God, according to the new covenant, whose works are you doing, yours or God's? You're doing God's. That's why Jesus told them, if you practice the truth will set you free. But if you're a servant of sin, you're a servant of sin. Now let me ask you another question. There are a lot of people who believe that Sunday, Christmas, Easter, New Year's, Halloween, and all of those things are Christian feasts today. But they are not. They are denounced by the Word of God. Yet they believe they're Christian, don't they? Yes, they do. So therefore, if Abraham is the father of the faithful, and Jesus said that if we are the children of Abraham, we would do the works of Abraham. Are you willing to do what it says there that Abraham did? Obey the voice of God, keep his charge, keep his commandments, keep his statutes and his laws the way God said? Now, if you do that, you're not trying to work out salvation by your own works. But if you keep the holidays of this world that are called Christian, you are doing your own works and you are seeking to be justified by what you do while you claim that you have grace and lawlessness to keep whatever you desire to do. Would you not say that those people are deceived? But what about you? So he said, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. What works are you doing? Who really is your father spiritually? Can't be any man. Has to be God. But if you're not doing what God says, whom are you serving? Could it be that you are sincere, that you have a zeal for God, but could it be that that's been sidetracked by Satan's deception and you think you're doing good? Have you ever thought of that? Now, those are some pretty tough, penetrating questions. But the truth of the Bible is you've got to answer those questions if you want to know who the true, real Jesus Christ is. So this is why, church at home. So you, in the privacy of your own home, can find from the pages of the Bible, you can, through prayer and study, ask God to reveal himself to you through his word. You come across the things that you need to keep and obey, and you do those. Then God will send his spirit to be with you to lead you to the truth and lead you to repentance and lead you, if you desire, to receive the Holy Spirit of God and lead you into the knowledge of eternal life. And to lead you in how to prepare in this life to live for all eternity with God the Father and Jesus Christ. Is that what you want in your life? Should be. Well, once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And this is Fred Coulter saying be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org. And we have hundreds of sermons, a couple of thousand audio and video and transcripts, and download those for your personal study. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying thank you for inviting me into your home, and so long, everyone.